知行如语。Listen and share.
Share. 大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。Snake and我的阿姨是条蛇。The next day, his aunt said her back was sore, but this didn't keep her from going for work with his uncle. As soon as they left the house, the young man slipped into their bedroom to look for the snake skin, but he couldn't find it. He was about to give up.When he noticed dusty footprints on a chair, he stepped up on the seat and looked on top of the wardrobe. And there, neatly coiled, lay the shiny snake skin. But just as he picked it up, he heard the door open downstairs, and he knew that his aunt and uncle were home. He rolled up the snake skin tightly and hid it in his fist.Before he raced back to his room. And that's when he heard hideous sounds coming from the lower hall. His aunt was shrieking, "Something is crushing me!" When her nephew heard her cries, he almost lost his resolve. But then he remembered how he felt when the snake wrapped itself around his neck and tried to choke him. He threw the snake skin into the fireAnd watched it burn. By the time he went downstairs, he was startled to see his aunt lying dead on the floor. He thought he was getting rid of the snake. But now, his aunt was gone too. "I'm sorry," he said to his uncle. But the old man seemed relieved. "It's only the poisonous ones who are dangerous.He said, and he licked his lips.
第二天早上，她婶婶说自己后背很酸，但这并不妨碍她跟丈夫一起出去散步。他们刚一离开，年轻人就匆匆进入了他们的卧室，去找那张蛇皮，但是没有找到。他刚要放弃，这时发现一把椅子上有脚印的痕迹。他站上去检查衣柜上面，只见一张卷好了的蛇皮放在那儿，闪闪发光。他刚拿到手里，就听见楼下开门的声音。叔叔婶婶回来了。他把蛇皮紧紧卷好，攥在手里，然后跑回了自己的房间。从楼下客厅传来的声音让他心惊胆战。他婶婶尖叫着，啊，压死我了。年轻人听到他的叫声，几乎动摇了信心，但是随即又想到当时蛇盘在他脖子上想要勒死他的情景，他还清楚地记得那时的感觉。他把蛇皮扔进炉子里，眼看着被火烧成了灰烬。他走下楼来，惊奇地发现婶婶已经死在地板上了。他原来是想把蛇杀死，没想到现在婶婶也死了。我很抱歉，他对叔叔说。然而老人看上去有点如释重负，说道，只有恶毒的东西才是危险的。他死死地说着，同时用舌头舔着自己的嘴唇。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
The next day, his aunt said her back was sore, but this didn't keep her from going for work with his uncle.
第二天早上，她婶婶说自己后背很酸，但这并不妨碍她跟丈夫一起出去散步。
As soon as they left the house, the young man slipped into their bedroom to look for the snake skin.
他们刚一离开，年轻人就匆匆进入了他们的卧室，去找那张蛇皮。
But he couldn't find it.
但是没有找到。
He was about to give up when he noticed dusty footprints on the chair.
他刚要放弃，这时发现一把椅子上有脚印的痕迹。
He stepped up on the seat and looked on top of the wardrobe. And there neatly coiled lay the shiny snake skin.
他站上去检查衣柜上面，只见一张绝好的蛇皮放在那儿，闪闪发光。
But just as he picked it up, he heard the door open downstairs, and he knew that his aunt and uncle were home.
他刚拿到手里，就听见楼下开门的声音。叔叔婶婶回来了。
He rolled up the snake skin tightly and hid it in his fist before he raced back to his room.
他把蛇皮紧紧卷好，攥在手里，然后跑回了自己的房间。
And that's when he heard hideous sounds coming from the lower hall.
从楼下客厅传来的声音让他心惊胆战。
His aunt was shrieking, "Something is crushing me!"
他婶婶尖叫着，啊，压死我了。
When her nephew heard the cries, he almost lost his resolve.
年轻人听到他的叫声，几乎动摇了信心。
But then, he remembered how he felt when the snake wrapped itself around his neck and tried to choke him.
但是随即又想到当时蛇盘在他脖子上想要勒死他的情景，他还清楚地记得那时的感觉。
He threw the snake skin into the fire and watched it burn.
他把蛇皮扔进炉子里，眼看着被火烧成了灰烬。
By the time he went downstairs, he was startled to see his aunt lying dead on the floor.
他走下楼来，惊奇地发现婶婶已经死在地板上了。
He thought he was getting rid of the snake, but now his aunt was gone too.
他原来是想把蛇杀死，没想到现在婶婶也死了。
I'm sorry, he said to his uncle.
我很抱歉，他对叔叔说。
But the old man seemed relieved.
然而，老人看上去有点如释重负。
It's only the poisonous ones who are dangerous, he said, and he licked his lips.
只有恶毒的东西才是危险的。
他死死地说着，同时用舌头舔着自己的嘴唇。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Keep her from going， 短语 keep somebody from doing， 意思是阻止某人做某事。From 后面的内容是阻止的对象，同样的意思还可以用 prevent from 来表达。两个短语可以替换使用，用法是一样的。
Be about to，
正打算，将要。相当于 plan to do something immediately.
His aunt was gone too.
Gone 用来委婉地表达死去的意思，多用在口语当中。因为表达这个意思需要用过去式，因此 somebody was gone 就成了固定的句式搭配，并不能用 go.
Seemed relieved.
Seem 意思是似乎，好像。Seem 可以做系动词，后面直接跟形容词，比如 Do whatever seems best， 用你觉得最好的方法去做吧。另外 Seem 后面经常会加上 to be， 然后加形容词表达的意思与 seem 直接加形容词是一样的。如上面的句子就可以说成 Do whatever seems to be best。 此外 Seem 与物主代词 it 连用，意思是看起来好像，和人称代词搭配的时候，意思为感到好像， 觉得似乎。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。